Hello, everybody. Hey, I apologize for getting on so late today, but we've had a really good and productive day videoing cows and calves for the upcoming sale. So thank you all for joining me even late in the day as it is, and just pray that it's a blessing to you. It's a good thing that God's not too concerned about time. He can adjust it however he feels, and we're thankful for that. So it was successful. It went a lot better than any of us thought it might. Sometimes to get the cows standing just right or walking at the right speed, looking the right way, can be a real headache to try and get them to cooperate. But thankfully, most of them were pretty cooperative today. So it went really well. But now it's time for a little of this, and I'm so glad you joined me. The song that I was thinking about was one you might know.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty which thou knowest not.
Amen. Oh, that reminds me of another song.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Eyes have not seen, neither has ear heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him. So you know that there are good things in store. For who? For those that love him. So what is our duty? To love him. Just love him. And he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. There you go. The gospel in a nutshell. I was just going to say, sorry, I'm kind of out of sorts here. Boy, it was windy out this morning and all day, and it's good to be inside out of the wind and the sun. I was just going to say, it's good to be a part of the body of Christ where the Lord has given each one a certain place. While we were working cattle this morning, there were, the photographer, the man in charge of the sale, and he was the one trying to get the cows to stand just right. And then there was Grandpa, Ira, Nate, and I, all sorting and getting the cattle ready, bringing them in from the field. Gabe was at an art fair, a craft show, where he was selling his wares, which, by the way, if you want to get some of what he makes, it's on our website. Anna had a soccer game, that's where Christina was. But when it came to working cattle this morning and today, everyone had their part to play. And as long as we did that, everything just worked really smooth. And that's how the body of Christ is. He's given us all a job to do. You may think it's insignificant. You might think it's too much for you. But it is the job that God has given you. And if you do it, you'll be blessed in that. And he wants us to bear fruit and such is the kingdom of God. So I'm thankful that you and me can be workers together with Christ in the kingdom of God. It just remains that we be faithful to him. We're going to continue on. Oh, has anyone missed getting our new CD yet? This is an example of the leatherette case that it comes in. Has our logo on the front. The songs engraved on the back. CD fits in there just nicely. Go to our website. You can get that for your very own. All right, enough of advertising. Let's go to Luke 22. And we're going to continue on from verse 31. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you are the great organizer. You are the great creator of all things, and not only of the earth and the universe, but of a wonderful church and kingdom of God, which you have just perfectly designed for your glory. And Lord, help us, each and every one of us, to fit in to where you have called us unto. Let each of us do that job that you've given. Let each of us minister according to the grace that you've given us and work in the gift and ministry that you've designed specifically for us, that you might be lifted up and that all men might be drawn to you. So praise the Lord. We thank you for that. Give us the grace to do that thing which you have called us to do. And Lord, we know that you'll take care of the rest. Thank you for your word that we can lean on. Thank you that it lasts and it endures. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless the reading of it today. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're in chapter 22, starting at verse 31. It says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Peter must have really wondered what Jesus meant about that. I mean, aren't I already converted? Aren't I already a believer? "And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse or script or shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his script. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, there are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went, and as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw away, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I want to just slip in here. There are very few prayers that Jesus makes to God. We have the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that he prayed for his disciples. And we have this one. And so it's something that we can learn how to pray. 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear, and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple, and the elders, which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him, and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also one of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Quite the drama going on there. Well, I'm going to call that good. It's been a long day already, and we got a few more things to do outside to get the cattle all set for another day of videoing sometime. But I hope that you have a wonderful the rest of the day. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm going to see if I can get Anna to help me out with a Sunday morning special of song and Bible reading. So hopefully that'll work out. So God bless you. And we'll see you next time.